Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Imagine being sick with a fever in Barbados in 1911, and instead of being cared for in the coolest, brightest ward available, you're taken to what one doctor described as a wire cage. That was the controversy unfolding in the parish of St. Joseph, and it became the subject of a passionate letter published in the Barbados Agricultural Reporter on July 4, 1911. The letter was written by Dr. O'Donnell Walton, who strongly criticized the St. Joseph Vestry, the local governing body of the day, for ordering that patients with typhoid fever and anyone who simply developed a temperature be removed from the parish almshouse to an enclosed observation ward. The building had originally been erected during the yellow fever epidemic of 1909 and 1910 to isolate suspected cases. But Dr. Walton argued that it was never intended to serve as a treatment ward. He described it as a cramped, poorly ventilated structure covered with wire mesh that deprived the patients of fresh air and sunlight, two things he believed were essential to recovery. According to Dr. Walton, the decision had been driven by fears that typhoid patients posed a danger to the parish rector, whose residence was nearby. He argued that these fears were misplaced. Medical science of the day already understood that typhoid was spread through contaminated human waste and not by flies entering hospital wards if proper sanitation and disinfection were practiced. His concern went beyond medical treatment. He questioned the ethics of moving poor patients from comfortable wards into unsuitable conditions simply to ease the concerns of others. He wrote that even children with ordinary tropical fevers were being confined in the enclosure, while patients suffering from tuberculosis and typhoid were being housed together, a practice he called both dangerous and unscientific. To strengthen his case, Dr. Walton cited one of the world's leading physicians of the time, Sir William Osler of the University of Oxford. Osler's advice was clear. Typhoid patients should be kept in well-ventilated rooms or even outdoors during the day in summer, not in enclosed, stuffy quarters. Dr. Walton also revealed that his concerns were shared by other respected medical officials, including Dr. John Hudson and the Poor Law Inspector. Yet, despite their objections, the policy remained in place. More than a century later, this letter reminds us that debates over public health are nothing new. Questions about balancing individual care with community protection, following scientific evidence, and ensuring that society's most vulnerable receive humane treatment have echoed through every generation. The controversy over the St. Joseph wire cage offers a fascinating glimpse into Barbados's medical history and serves as a reminder that progress in public health has often depended on those willing to challenge accepted practice in the name of science, compassion, and human dignity.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy, and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.